Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Temperatures are in the 20s in a good chunk of the viewing area right now, but I'll show you the wind shift that'll bring us a much milder afternoon.
And breaking news overseas as the U.S. releases new video of the moment a Russian jet appears to attack a military drone.
Plus, the road to the Final Four starts today. We have reports from Orlando and Denver as Duke and NC State get ready to hit the hardwood. The men will play tonight and the women will have play tomorrow. We're following local teams there as well. So an exciting time. We understand that work productivity will totally plummet today. Yes. It's okay. The bosses will be understanding. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting out with weather this morning, it certainly is cold. It seems like it's a pattern, Elizabeth. We've had these freeze warnings for the past couple of days.
Yeah, this is the third morning in a row, but we're going to break the pattern today. Our wind shifting to southerly is going to warm things up. So the next couple of days, we won't see temperatures near freezing, but by the end of the weekend and early next week, we're probably going to be right back at it again. It's a beautiful shot here of Lake Gaston with clear skies, 31 degrees. And yesterday we had a wind chill, so it felt like mid-20s. No wind chill today because the wind is calm. We do take a look at temperatures, though, and there's still lots of 20s on the map. 25 in Roxborough, it's 28 in Southern Pines, it's 26 in South Hill, 28 in Rocky Mount. We've climbed to 31 here in the Triangle and 33 in Fayetteville. Our temperatures, once we see our wind shifting around lunchtime, we'll climb into the mid-50s and then into the mid-60s this afternoon. So it should feel fairly comfortable. We'll see winds picking up just a little bit later on this afternoon. Tomorrow, we have rain in the forecast, but not until fairly late in the day. It's going to be a warm, windy day with a high of 72, but we'll talk about when we'll have the best chance for rain for St. Patrick's Day coming up. Brian?
8:02 right now, and it's been a rough morning out there for a lot of commuters with some crashes causing some pretty big backups. Want to update you about this crash we're following in Durham on the southbound side of the Durham Freeway, 147, just before you get to the 885 merge. You can see those backups there leaving downtown Durham, heading down toward 885, and then some pretty big delays on 885 itself, moving on down toward I-40. About an 11-minute backup showing up right now on the sensors in that area. If you're in downtown Durham trying to get to I-40 this morning, consider using Alston Avenue or Highway 55. That should save you about 20 minutes this morning as you make that ride down 885. You're going to run into those heavy delays there, and it doesn't really clear up till you get to TW Alexander Drive. Other problem spots that we're following around the Triangle this morning, the usual delays, of course, coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass, also on US 1 northbound, leaving Apex heading into Cary this morning. In Hillsborough, we've been watching some backups as well. We had an earlier crash on 40 eastbound just before you get to the New Hope Church Road area. Still seeing some lingering delays out there and then some more significant delays on 85 northbound, leaving the Mebane area, heading back toward Hillsborough. About an 8-minute slowdown overall there on 40 eastbound or 85 northbound, approaching that split in Hillsborough. And if you take 40 eastbound from there, heading down toward Chapel Hill this morning, about an 8-minute backup showing up overall toward 15501. Situation is improving on 87 southbound. Coming out of Knightdale, still have that crash reported around New Hope Church or New Hope Road there in East Raleigh, and about a 10-minute slowdown overall heading away from 540 back toward the 440 interchange.
Breaking news. Just after 6 this morning, the U.S. military released video of what it says is a Russian jet attacking an American drone. Take a look. You can see the jet drop what appears to be fuel on the drone over international waters, over the Black Sea. The jet then takes a second pass and clips the drone's propeller. The drone then loses its video feed before crashing into the sea. While this type of intercept is not uncommon, the encounter has raised concerns about an escalation in tensions between the U.S. and Russia. The two are already at odds over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. will try to recover the drone.
Today, a school in Halifax County is dismissing early after a student was hit by a car while getting off the school bus. That student is still in critical condition this morning. WRAL's Naya Hardin joins us with what we've learned about the case.
Right now, 17-year-old Tillman Mitchell is still in the hospital, fighting for his life. Students and staff from his school will have an opportunity to process what happened today. The school will have support staff and dismiss early. 51-year-old Howard Yee is charged with reckless driving. The Highway Patrol says he was driving a Tesla Model Y when he passed a stopped school bus on Highway 561 and hit the 17-year-old who was getting off the bus. Another student in the neighborhood says she wishes drivers would slow down.
crossing the road to get off the bus, that's normal. You should feel safe getting off the bus. Any kid should feel safe getting off the bus.
We're working to learn when Yi will appear in court. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Halifax County.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. A major investment bank is seeing its shares soar 30% after a big loan to stave off fears about a global financial crisis. Credit Suisse, which is based in Switzerland, revealed just after 1 a.m. this morning that it will borrow $54 billion to shore up its finances as it nears failure. The move is meant to calm investors and depositors who were spooked over the collapse of two U.S. banks in the past week. And while the issues facing Credit Suisse are different than the ones the American banks faced, it was enough to send stocks plunging yesterday. We're working to learn this morning if charges will be filed in a deadly crash involving a motorcycle. It happened just after 7:30 last night on Yadkin Road in Fayetteville. A viewer shared this photo. Police tell us a man involved in that crash was found lying in the middle of the road. He later died at the hospital. Investigators have not said who that man was or what led to the crash. Yadkin Road reopened just before 11 p.m. A third person wanted for the murder of a 15-year-old in Rocky Mount is still on the run this morning. Police are looking for this man, 19-year-old DeShanto Alston Jr. Two others are in custody and they're facing murder charges. Records obtained by WRAL show police were called to the home where the teen was shot and killed nearly 70 times between March of 2021 and Monday night. This is on Tarborough Street. Officers also found stolen guns and drugs. Police are not naming the victim out of the respect for his family. This is the third time a child has been shot in the city in the past 6 weeks. Governor Cooper is headed to several schools around the state to talk about his plan to fund them in the year ahead. The governor will make stops in Rayford and Greensboro today. The visits come one day after he released his budget proposal. It includes an 18% pay raise for public school teachers. It would also fully fund the court-ordered Leandro plan, which aims to provide equitable education for students across the state. Republican lawmakers have called Cooper's plan dead on arrival because of its cost, which tops $34 billion. Today, North Carolina could take another step toward reforming its preschool and daycare industry. A state Senate committee will discuss a bill to change the rating system that assigns 1 through 5 stars to those child care programs. It's part of a larger package to invest in the industry, which is facing a staffing shortage and an affordability crisis. We have in-depth coverage of it all on WREL.com's NC Capital page. Happening now, Wake County Schools is looking for your feedback as it searches for a new superintendent. The school system launched its community survey, which you can find on its website. It asks parents, students, and community members how important certain traits and issues are as the school system searches for a new leader. Current Superintendent Katty Moore plans to retire July 1st. You have until April 18th to fill out the survey.
March Madness is finally here. The first round of matchups in the NCAA tournament kicks off today. The fifth-seeded Blue Devils will play 12th-seed Oral Roberts. Tip-off is 7:10 tonight. WRAL's Chris Lee will give us a preview from Orlando ahead at 8:30. NC State, meanwhile, will hold practice ahead of its first game tomorrow. WRAL's Casey Hintz will take us to Denver in the next 10 minutes.
Several big projects could take a step forward today at RDU International, where you are looking live right now. The Airport Authority Board is meeting to consider future plans. That includes hiring contractors for an expansion to one of the economy parking lots and for growth at the main terminal, which we know as Terminal 2. The discussion comes as the airport sees a steady increase in passengers and is increasing the number of flights available. Today's meeting starts at 11.
This morning, people in the Northeast are digging their way out from under as much as 3 feet of snow. President Biden approved a disaster declaration for New York State. Thousands of people there and in Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire went without power last night. And California is expecting more snow and floods today from another atmospheric river. Take a look at this dramatic new video here, a rescue from the flooding in the Los Angeles River. You can see that man was clinging to a wall to keep from being swept away as the helicopter lowers and that first responder pulled him to safety. The man is being treated for hypothermia. Officials say he was in the water for at least 30 minutes before being rescued.
We have a scam warning this morning from Chapel Hill's Police Department. Officers say a scammer is calling people pretending to be a sergeant with the department and saying that it's imperative they call him back. The scammer will tell you he's working to resolve legal issues at the police station. Police say if you get a call like that, do not call the number he gives you. Officers will never ask you for money over the phone. Coming up, Duke and NC State men's basketball teams are ready for tip-off. How our local teams are preparing for their first round games. Plus, one doctor explains how positive thinking can help you tap into the luck of the Irish.
And if you're looking for some warmer temperatures, we're going to be lucky there on Friday for St. Patrick's Day. We'll see a high of 72, but it will be breezy and we'll also end the day with some scattered showers. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
Welcome back. It is 8:13. You're looking live at Carolina Beach, and what a beautiful view as you see the sun over reflecting on the water there. Ah, reminds me, need to go visit our coast. You're watching WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. They're getting ready for the busy season. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with it looks beautiful here as well, but we're starting off cold.
We are. One more morning with that freeze warning in effect. Overnight tonight, it's warmer, so we're not going to see it for tonight or tomorrow night. But then after that, by the time we get to Saturday night into Sunday, it's colder again. We could see a freeze warning for Sunday morning, Monday morning, and Tuesday morning. We have a nice break just in time for St. Patrick's Day. It warms up a little bit today. We'll climb into the 70s for tomorrow, but we'll wrap up the day with some evening and overnight showers. That rain moves out early Saturday, but behind that, we're cooler over the weekend with highs back into the 50s. We'll take a look at that potential for rain right now. It's looking lovely out. We're looking at Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, and Durham, where you can see clear skies. Here comes the next round of rain, and you can see that taking shape here across parts of the Midwest. That's going to swing eastward and bring us some showers late in the day tomorrow. Looking at a warm one, too. Right around lunchtime or just after lunchtime, we'll be in the upper 60s. We'll see a high of around 72. We'll hold it in the 60s through the evening, but we'll also see an increasing chance for rain. There could be an isolated shower around the time of the evening commute, but the best chance of rain comes right around 7, 8, 9 o'clock and then continues overnight and into early Saturday morning. Does look like it's going to move out early on Saturday. Saturday does not look like a washout. We're going to see the rain moving out, and much of Saturday will be salvageable without getting wet. For today, just looking beautiful like we've seen the last several days. There's lunchtime. There's the evening commute with maybe a few high thin clouds. Now, tomorrow morning, we'll end up waking up to a little bit of cloud cover, and there could be a tiny shower at any point tomorrow, but the best chance of rain doesn't come in until a little later in the afternoon. This is a brand new run of the computer model showing a little shower here a little bit earlier than we showed over the last several model runs. So again, an afternoon quick shower, but the bulk of the rain doesn't arrive until 8 or 9, and you can see how it gets heavier after that, and then it's out of here by about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. So it's moving every consecutive run that we get in. Looks like it's moving a little bit quicker. So I was hoping that we were going to have a nice dry evening for St. Patrick's Day. And the more model runs we get in, the less likely that looks, unfortunately. How much rain are we talking about? Somewhere between a half an inch, maybe in 3/4 to an inch, just depending on exactly where you are. It is going to be a warm day tomorrow, 72. It will also be breezy. Saturday and Sunday, we should have dry conditions for most of the day and some sunshine, but it's going to be chilly Sunday at 50. We'll start off at 33. Monday's the first day of spring, but we're still not budging the temperature as much. We'll be below normal with a high in the mid-50s, Brian.
It is 8:16 right now. Let's get you up to speed on some of the crashes that we are following. One on the southeast side of Raleigh on 40 eastbound right around Rock Quarry Road. You can see everything's over here in the median. Just need to move over into those center and right lanes to give them some room to work and get that cleared up. That is just before you get to the I-40 split there heading down toward Garner. Some other crashes we're following in Wake County, including that earlier crash on 87 southbound right around the New Hope Road area in East Raleigh. Still seeing a little bit of a delay coming in from Knightdale this morning. Look out for a crash on 885 southbound near Ellis Road. Seeing some very heavy southbound delays through there beginning around the 147 merge extending down to Ellis. And then it clears up pretty nicely till you get to the I-40 interchange there on 885 southbound. If you're trying to get from downtown Durham to I-40 this morning, you might consider using 55 as a better option. The northbound side of 885 also a little slow this morning around TW Alexander. Look out for a crash in Raleigh on Glenwood Avenue near Briar Creek Parkway. Heavy delays coming in from the Durham area there on eastbound Glenwood Avenue. The backups begin right around the Wake-Durham County line. So if you're heading toward the airport this morning on Glenwood, keep that in mind. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're also watching an earlier crash and some lingering delays in Hillsboro on 40 eastbound. That earlier crash was right around New Hope Church Road. Backed things up pretty badly there. Even though the crash is cleared at last check, we're still seeing a little bit of a lingering delay down toward Chapel Hill and the NC-86 interchange on 40 eastbound.
All right. Thank you, Brian. This afternoon, small business owners in and around Mooresville can learn more about the resources available to them. Local and state leaders, including Secretary of State Elaine Marshall and Congresswoman Deborah Ross and Valerie Fushi, are all hosting a town hall. They'll share options for struggling businesses, and there will be a talk with three local entrepreneurs. It starts at 4:30 at the Hub RTP Experience Center in Mooresville. And police officers in Durham will be honored today for their service and sacrifice. The department is holding an awards ceremony tonight at 6. They'll hand out awards like the Medal of Valor, the Life-Saving Award, and the Officer of the Year. It's happening tonight at the Hilton Durham near Duke University. It is tournament time. The Duke Blue Devils are looking for a first-round win against Oral Roberts. Tip-off is tonight at 7:10 at the Amway Center in Orlando. WREL's Chris Lee is in Orlando for that game. Coming up in our next half hour, he has a preview of tonight's matchup. Meanwhile, NC State, Casey Hintz is in Denver to cover the Pac's NCAA journey. She shows us how the Pac will prepare today ahead of their first-round game tomorrow against Creighton. Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Denver, Colorado, most famously known as the Mile High City. But did you know the very first cheeseburger was also invented here, actually not far from Ball Arena back in 1935. It's just incredible. One simple ingredient was a complete game changer for the burger. That got me thinking about NC State's season and their ingredient, the transfer portal. Head coach Kevin Keats and his newly assembled staff brought in guys like Jack Clark, Jarkel Joyner, DJ Burns, and they helped turn this program from a 20-plus loss season last year to its first NCAA tournament bid in 5 years. Now, speaking of big man Burns, I hope you have a big appetite because tomorrow's matchup will also feature a premier battle in the paint with Burns and Blue Jays 7-foot-1 center Ryan Kalkbrenner. Keats says they've got to be prepared for his versatility.
You know, he does a great job of posting up deep in the paint. He's really talented around the rim. And so he's a tough matchup. I think we have to do a great job of being prepared to guard him different ways and try to figure out how we can score against him.
Coming up here today, the Pack are set to practice on the court here at Ball Arena for the very first time. We'll get the guys' reaction. Plus, I'll dig a little deeper into this matchup between number 11 seed NC State and 6 seed Creighton. But for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Denver. Two of the Triangle's top chefs showcase their culinary skills to benefit children. These are pictures of some of the dishes featured last night in the Cooking for the Kids competition. Proceeds from the event benefit the nonprofit Overflowing Hands that feeds children in food insecure neighborhoods. Chef Kyle Tears from Crafton in Knightdale won Wednesday night's competition. A new pop group is giving us a glimpse of how the music industry could evolve in the future. Marianne Rafferty has a closer look.
Believe it or not, these four singers aren't real people. They're virtual performers in the new South Korean K-pop group called MAVE.
Make new wave. 안녕하세요, MAVE입니다.
Using artificial intelligence and motion capture technology, programmers are able to design and control each band member's facial expressions and body movements.
It was a little confusing to tell whether they were humans or virtual characters. It looked really real.
Currently, MAVE is taking the digital world by storm. The band recently released their first album called Pandora's Box. A video of them performing their debut single was also broadcast on a local South Korean TV show. And one of their music videos on YouTube has already racked up more than 18 million views.
팬들이 Fans got very used to consuming K-pop culture online during the coronavirus pandemic, and they tend to stay longer on online platforms, so they are pretty interested in virtual idols.
To help the band establish a loyal fan base and grow its popularity, the creators behind MAVE are trying to make them appear like human pop stars, creating videos and pictures of them in recording studios and dance rehearsals, and posting them to their social media accounts.
I use metaverse platforms with my friends often, so it's familiar to me, and I feel like I could become their fan.
Wow, that was Marianne Rafferty reporting. MAVE's programmers say the group is set to appear in a video game sometime this month, and the group's also expected to perform in more online projects in the future.
Soon we're not going to be able to tell what's real and what's virtual. Wow. Is it possible to tap into the luck of the Irish? A psychologist says you can drum up some good fortune with an optimistic mindset and believing you're lucky. That's because if you think something is possible, you tend to take actions to make your thoughts a reality. To set yourself up for success, she recommends using positive affirmations each morning. Telling yourself you're lucky will prime your brain to look for and recognize fortunate things that happen throughout the day. She says it's important to then take time and write down the highlights from each day. Reinforcing those positives in your life will help retrain your brain to hone in on the good things and make you feel luckier. You can even try out your own version of a good luck charm. So think positive. Coming up next, we'll tell you about Mr. Worldwide coming to the Triangle.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We do have about 30 more minutes of a freeze warning in our area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking that. We will warm up later, though, Elizabeth.
We're looking at temperatures climbing into the mid-60s this afternoon. Everything changes today. We've had a northwesterly wind that's brought us these chilly temperatures, and today it shifts to southwesterly, and that's going to bring some warmer weather in. But it's still a cold start this morning. 28 Rocky Mount, 31 in Durham and Raleigh. It looks beautiful, though, like we've seen the last several mornings. Lots and lots of sunshine. Our winds are calm, so we don't have a wind chill to deal with. And with that sunshine, we're going to warm up nicely. If you're going to be walking the dog around lunchtime, mid-50s, and then we climb into the mid-60s this afternoon. Walking the dog, even at 6 or 7 o'clock, we're still in the 60s, Brian.
Elizabeth, looks like we have a fresh crash right now in the Chapel Hill area on 40 eastbound, right around the Highway 86 interchange. As we take a look at those sensor readings, we're now picking up a 28-minute delay from 85 in Hillsborough down to 15501 in Chapel Hill. If you're coming out of Hillsborough toward Chapel Hill, use Highway 86 as an alternate route. We had an earlier crash on 885 right around the 147 interchange in Durham. Still seeing about a 3-minute delay from I-85 down to I-40. Also watching our usual backups coming in from Wake Forest this morning on southbound Capitol Boulevard, about an 8-minute slowdown overall toward 540.
Thank you, Brian. Haliwa Saponi Tribal School is dismissing at noon after a student was hit by a car while getting off the school bus. The accident happened Wednesday afternoon on Highway 561 in Halifax County. The 17-year-old was hit by a Tesla after the driver passed the stopped school bus. He is still in the hospital with serious injuries this morning. The driver is now facing charges of reckless driving. Coming up next on Fox 50, more about the billion-dollar loan that Credit Suisse is receiving in hopes of preventing a global financial crisis.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50, a Halifax County school takes action after one of its students is hit while stepping off the school bus. Their response as charges are filed in the case.
It's another cold start, but this is the last morning for the next couple of days that we'll end up with a freeze warning. I'll show you what's going to bring us the warmer air.
And breaking news overseas, as the U.S. releases new video of the moment a Russian jet appears to attack a military drone. That video coming out just within the last 2 hours. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting out cold again this morning. You need the jacket again. We have that freeze warning until 9 o'clock this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here to give us some good news, though. It's going to go away, and temperatures are going to warm up nicely.
Our wind has been coming out of the northwest, and that's brought us some really chilly air, really the winter that we never had. And so we have a freeze warning in effect again this morning for the third morning in a row. But our wind will be begin to shift today to southerly, and that's going to bring us some warmth into the area. We'll climb into the mid-60s this afternoon. Right now, the wind is calm, as you can see, and that's keeping us from having a wind chill. It's 31 degrees right now, a beautiful view of Lake Gaston. We're looking at 31 degrees in the Triangle, 33 in Fayetteville, 27 in Goldsboro. It's 25 up in Roxboro, so it's still chilly out there. Once that southerly flow kicks in, we'll climb into the mid-50s at lunchtime and then into the mid-60s for this afternoon. Today stays nice and bright. It'll be a little breezy this afternoon, but becoming windy tomorrow. That will help our temperatures climb all the way into the low 70s, but we also have a front coming our way, and every run of the computer models is showing this moving a little faster, meaning the rain arrives a bit earlier. So we could have a few scattered showers during the afternoon, but the bulk of the rain comes in overnight. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
8:31, almost 8:32 right now, getting a little clarity about what's happening on 40 eastbound between Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Durham. It looks like those delays between Hillsborough and Chapel Hill are from that earlier crash. Still trying to get that back to normal there, heading away from I-85 down to the 15501 interchange. But it looks like we do have another crash in South Durham on 40 eastbound around 751. So let's take a look at the delays overall. See those big backups there leaving Hillsborough, heading to Chapel Hill. About a 28-minute delay showing up on the sensors right now. If you're trying to get from Hillsborough to Chapel Hill, consider using Highway 86 as an alternate route. And then from 15501 out to 885 with that crash reported around 751, we're seeing about a 3-minute backup as you head through that area. Elsewhere around the Triangle, look out for a crash on Glenwood Avenue around Briar Creek Parkway. We're seeing some heavy eastbound delays this morning heading away from Durham and back toward the 540 interchange. It looks like they are easing up here in the past few minutes, with most of the backups now confined to the section between TW Alexander Drive and Briar Creek Parkway. An update on this crash I'm following in Southeast Raleigh on 40 eastbound right around the Rock Quarry Road interchange. They have two left lanes blocked right now, so all that traffic leaving South Raleigh heading back toward Garner and toward the Beltline is getting pushed into those two right lanes. Seeing some backups there heading away from Hammond Road back toward Rock Quarry Road in the 40-440 split.
Ryan, thank you. Breaking news just after 6 this morning. The U.S. military released video of what it says is a Russian jet attacking an American drone. Take a look. You can see the jet drop what appears to be fuel on the drone in international waters over the Black Sea. The jet then takes a second pass and clips the drone's propeller. The drone then loses its video feed before crashing into the sea. While this type of intercept is not uncommon, the encounter has raised concerns about an escalation in tensions between the U.S. and Russia. The two are already at odds over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. says it will try to recover the drone, but Russia will likely get to it first.
Today, a school in Halifax County is dismissing early after a student was hit by a car while getting off the school bus. That student is still in critical condition this morning. WREL's Naya Harden joins us with what we've learned about the case.
This morning, 17-year-old Tillman Mitchell is still in the hospital fighting for his life. Today, students and staff from his school will have time to process what happened. Today, the school will have support staff and dismiss early. 51-year-old Howard Yee is charged with reckless driving. The Highway Patrol says he was driving a Tesla Model Y when he passed a stopped school bus on Highway 561 and hit the 17-year-old who was getting off the bus. Another student in the neighborhood says she wishes drivers would slow down.
Crossing the road to get off the bus, that's normal. You should feel safe getting off the bus. Any kid should feel safe getting off the bus.
We're working to learn when Yee will appear in court. Naya Harden, WREL News in Halifax County.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, uncertainty in the financial sector will likely have an impact on Wall Street this morning. Wall Street expected to open mixed. Let's take a look at the big board this morning as you look at stock futures. Similarly, it's been a mixed bag this morning with stock futures, S&P, Dow Jones in the red this morning, NASDAQ in positive territory. This is all linked to the story we've been reporting all morning about Credit Suisse getting that huge loan to stave off any talk of any failures. And of course, it comes as the Federal Reserve plans to meet next week, and that will determine whether or not the Feds will raise interest rates once again. All this will factor in when the Feds meet next week.
And that's what Ken was referring to. Credit Suisse seeing its shares soar 30% after a big loan to stave off fears about a global financial crisis. Credit Suisse is based in Switzerland, and it revealed just after one this morning that it will borrow $54 billion to shore up its finances as it nears failure. The move is meant to calm investors and depositors who are spooked over the collapse of two U.S. banks in the past week. While the issues facing Credit Suisse are different than the ones the American banks faced, it was enough to send stocks plunging yesterday.
Not great in the context of the bank failures that we suffered here earlier this week. You know, everyone's on edge and just adds to the angst.
As far as protecting your money goes, experts say the government does insure the funds that you have in the bank and you can pull them out if you need them.
Police are sharing more about the man they think shot and killed someone at a busy Durham shopping center. Surveillance photos show the suspect wearing a black hoodie and black mask running away from the scene. It happened Tuesday around 5 o'clock at the center on Hillsborough Road. 23-year-old Mario Lopez died in that shooting. Police are now stepping up patrols in that area. Ahead in the next 10 minutes, we'll hear from a store manager who happened to be looking out the window when that shooting happened.
Police have made an arrest nearly 2 weeks after a deadly shooting in Raleigh. Kaishan Norrell has been charged with murder. Police say he shot and killed 34-year-old Chad Davis on New Birch Drive back on March 15th. A woman was also shot. She is expected to survive. Police have not released a motive. We're working to learn this morning if charges will be filed in a deadly crash involving a motorcycle. It happened in Fayetteville just after 7:30 last night on Yadkin Road. A viewer shared this photo of the scene. Police tell us a man involved in that crash was found in the middle of the road. He later died at the hospital. Investigators have not said who that man was or what led to the crash. Yadkin Road reopened just before 11 p.m.
Governor Cooper is headed to several schools around the state to talk about his plan to fund them in the year ahead. The governor will make stops in Rayford and Greensboro today, and the visit comes one day after he released his budget proposal. It includes an 18% pay raise for public school teachers. It would also fully fund the court-ordered Leandro plan, which aims to provide equitable education for students across the state. Republican lawmakers have called Cooper's plan dead on arrival because of its cost, which tops $34 billion. And several big projects could take a step forward today at RDU International. That's where you're looking live. The Airport Authority Board is meeting to consider its future plans. That includes hiring contractors for an expansion to one of the economy parking lots and for growth at Terminal 2. The discussion comes as the airport sees a steady increase in passengers and is increasing the number of flights available. Today's meeting starts at 11.
Up next, one North Carolina high school student is proof that hard work pays off. Plus, instead of human musicians, virtual performers could be the future of the music industry. The online girl group taking the digital world by storm. It is a beautiful morning in the Bull City as you look live at the DBAP. All that sunshine out there. Baseball about to start in just a few short weeks. Looking forward to that. And we've just learned that Elizabeth is celebrating a pretty significant work anniversary today. Elizabeth, do I dare say 25 years?
How is that possible? I mean, it was just my 25th birthday, so I don't even know what's going on. No, really, I started in the third grade, so but it's been such a great place to be. The time just flies, and how could you go anywhere else if you work at WRAL? So, yeah, I've been here for a long time. It's been great. Thank you all for watching. All right, 31 degrees is our current temperature. Our dew point's down at 23, so it's nice and dry right now. Our wind is going to shift to southerly today and help to bring in some warmth, so we climb up into the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be strongest mid to late afternoon. We're going to see some gusts up to around 20 miles per hour. And so that means we have high fire danger again. It's another dry day with the gusty winds in the afternoon. So you want to put off any outdoor burning again. Best chance to do it is going to be over the weekend after we see some rain on Friday night. Our temperatures are still chilly as you're stepping out the door right now. 28 in Southern Pines, 32 Goldsboro, 28 in Rocky Mount, 32 in South Hill, and 27 degrees in Roxboro. We've had our wind coming out of the north
northwest, and now we're starting to see the winds just calm. We're looking at light and variable conditions across the area, but this high will start to slide eastward, and that's going to spin our winds to southerly, and so we're going to start to see our winds coming out of the south. That's going to bump up our temperatures today into the mid-60s, and then tomorrow into the low 70s, but we do have a cold front that'll sweep through late tomorrow, and behind tomorrow's front, our temperatures are going to drop again, so we're not going to hold on to this warmth. We'll get to feel it this afternoon and tomorrow, and then we're back to temperatures below normal. 40 is our normal low. Tomorrow, 47, Saturday, 46, but Sunday, 33. So we may have another freeze warning in effect for Sunday morning as well as Monday and Tuesday. So we're just back to this winter that we never had, even as we officially start spring on Monday. 72 for tomorrow. We do have the chance of some isolated showers in the afternoon. Most of the rain is overnight and moves out really early Saturday. We're probably going to be moving out by sunrise or so. And the rest of the day, Saturday and Sunday, will be mostly sunny to partly cloudy. Temperatures will be a little bit cooler. It's going to be a warm St. Patrick's Day for us. I was hoping that we would have a good chunk of the day where it would be dry, but a few isolated showers are likely during the afternoon. It'll be gusty. It'll be warm. And of course, we'll have the rain that really picks up overnight. Pollen count is on the low side of high. You've probably noticed we're not seeing clouds of yellow pollen right now. That backed off a little bit with the cooler temperatures that we've been experiencing. But once we get back into the 60s and 70s consistently, we'll likely see more of that yellow pine pollen coming back and other allergens as well. Spring begins officially on Monday, but it's going to be chilly still at 54. We could see a freeze warning in effect on Monday morning. And then after that, temperatures just begin to creep up by the middle of the week, Brian.
A quarter century of Elizabeth Gardner. You like it when I put it that way?
No.
No? Oh.
I don't know why I even told you guys.
It is 8:45 right now as we take a look at traffic on the south side of Raleigh. I want to update you about this crash on 40 eastbound at Rock Quarry Road. We still have those two left lanes blocked. Traffic is getting by in that area, but we are picking up some delays on that eastbound side of I-40, leaving South Raleigh, heading toward Garner this morning. The backups begin right around Hammond Road and extend out toward Rock Quarry Road. If you can pick it up from Rock Quarry Road, you're in pretty good shape heading out toward the 40-440 split. Still have that crash reported on the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound around 751, and still have the lingering delays leaving Hillsborough heading toward Chapel Hill, but they're looking a lot better with the most recent sensor update. About a 6-minute delay overall from 85 down to 15501, and then about a 2-minute slowdown heading away from 15501 out toward 885. And it looks like they are making some progress getting that earlier crash cleared from the Glenwood Avenue Briar Creek Parkway intersection. Still seeing a little bit of a lingering backup there coming in from TW Alexander Drive.
All right. Thank you, Brian. The federal government is now leaning hard on TikTok. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the Biden administration is now threatening an all-out ban on the social media giant unless it agrees to a sale. As Doug Luzader reports, TikTok is firing back.
Where does all that TikTok data go? The Wall Street Journal now reporting that the White House has heard enough, citing a demand from a multi-agency federal task force that would require TikTok's Chinese owners to sell or face a nationwide ban here in the U.S.
I think it's high time Congress steps in on this.
Many lawmakers agree something needs to be done. TikTok is hugely popular, but its Chinese ownership raises questions about the security of user data. And there are concerns that China's communist government could use it as a propaganda tool. TikTok says a change in ownership would not impose any new restrictions on data flows or access. There's already a ban in the works for federal devices, and an ultimatum may have strong support on Capitol Hill.
Either a social media app such as TikTok, controlled by an adversarial regime, in this case the Chinese Communist Party, should not be allowed to operate, or that it should be forced to sell its assets, its company, to, for instance, an American company.
In the meantime, there is another potential solution.
Stop using TikTok. That's the only way that we can de-risk ourselves from our information going to China.
And that was Doug Luzader reporting. In less than 24 hours, we'll know if John Shire's first NCAA tournament game as a head coach will lead to a Duke win or an upset loss at the hands of 12 seed Oral Roberts. WRL's Chris Lee is in Orlando, Florida for tonight's game.
Duke star freshman Kyle Filipowski was only 11 years old the last time Duke won a national championship in 2015. But he had to actually watch the game the next day because, well, it was on past his bedtime. But now Flip is 19 and ready for primetime with the Blue Devils, getting ready to play in the same tournament that he's been a fan of for years. This time, he gets to stay up as late as he wants.
Now, this is the first time in my life in so long that I can remember that I did not make a March Madness bracket just because I'm so focused on Duke and what we're doing. You know, and if I were to make a bracket, I'd just pick Duke every single time and not even select who our opponent would be.
Duke takes their 9-game win streak and will go against Oral Roberts, who's on a 17-game win streak. This game tips off at 7:10 tonight here at the Amway Center in Orlando. Chris Lee, WREL Sports.
NC State is also in the big dance. The Pack plays number 6 Creighton tomorrow. WREL's Casey Hintz is in Denver with them. Today, Governor Cooper will reveal his bracket with Joe Ovies and Joe Giglio from 99.9 The Fans. The OG, make your picks in the WREL Bracket Challenge for a chance to win a $500 Visa gift card, Durham Bulls VIP tickets, and more. Just search contest on WREL.com.
Mr. Worldwide is making a stop in the Triangle. Pitbull will come to Carrie's Cocoa Booth Amphitheater to perform 2 shows. He'll be in town May 12th and 13th for shows starting at 8 p.m. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10.
Well, how does free ice cream and free donut sound? We're here with WREL Smart Shopper Faye Proster, who has all the details on these tasty deals. Faye, I have to learn more. Where can we score these deals?
Yeah, I've got you covered, Michelle. So let's start with Krispy Kreme. You can score a free original green glazed donut when you dress in green and go to the Krispy Kreme or to the drive-thru on March 16th or 17th. It is valid in shops or in the drive-thru at participating locations. And then over at Dairy Queen, it's free cone day on Monday, March 20th. You can score a free small vanilla cone at participating locations. No purchase is necessary.
And Faye, since we probably should eat more than just ice cream and donuts, maybe throw a couple vegetables in there. What are your favorite grocery deals for this week?
Yeah, just a couple vegetables, Michelle. So in the produce aisle, you will find green cabbage, only 25 cents a pound at Harris Teeter, just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Roma tomatoes, only 89 cents a pound at Aldi. Pineapples, $1.49 each at Aldi, and strawberries, only $1.79 a pound at Lidl for my Lidl members. And in the meat aisle, you'll find whole Boston butt, only 99 cents a pound at Food Lion, and boneless chicken breast, super deal, $1.79 a pound at Food Lion as well. And then 80% lean ground beef in a 3-pound family pack, only $2.99 a pound at Lowe's Foods. And then in the rest of the store, you'll find cereal select varieties are only 5 for $5 at Lidl. That's $1 a box. And at Harris Teeter, you'll find their brand of shredded cheese, buy 2, get 3 free, makes it only $1.40 each when you buy 5. And Harris Teeter has their peanut butter on sale for $1.49 for a 16-ounce container, plus Oikos, Triple Zero, or Dannon Light and Fit Yogurt in a 4-pack. Buy 1, get 1 free for up to $2.65 each at Publix. And also at Publix this week, this is for the Peter Pan peanut butter fans, the 28-ounce container, buy 1, get 1 free for up to $2.99 each. And you can see all of these deals and many more over on the Smart Shopper page.
Faye, $1 a box for cereal. I'm used to paying like $4.50 a box for cereal. Yeah. So $1 a box, that's a good deal. Faye, thank you so much. And
thanks,
as Faye mentioned, for more smart shopping tips, you can go to WREL.com and look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper.
One North Carolina high schooler is making headlines for an impressive college application. Meet Anaya Richardson from Concord, just outside of Charlotte. She's graduating this spring with a 4.2 GPA. Anaya has been accepted to 28 different colleges and been offered a total of $2.1 million in scholarships. She wants to be a therapist to help cancer patients. Anaya says she's still waiting on 2 more schools, and then she will decide where she will go.
Wow, absolutely incredible. Well, it's time to celebrate one of the world's most beloved animals,
panda bears. That's right, it's National Panda Day. There are thought to be fewer than 2,000 left in the wild in their native China. Another 100 live in zoos around the world. Pandas are generally as sweet as they look. They are not predators, and they only eat plants, and they like to cuddle.
Just watching them, it just makes you smile.
So cute.
So adorable. Before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic next.